Good evening, Honourable. I want to just share a discussion.
Okay, if you can help me out, good evening.
Good evening. Good evening, Honourable. Good evening.
Can you help me out with the shayla? Are we on? Are we on all the machinery?
The shayla or the teshuva?
The machinery. Yeah. Looks like it's on. Okay.
Yes, it's
right. I want to know if you can help me out with the shayla. It goes like this. A friend of mine, he owns a house, and the tenant, the person who lives in the house, he's an electrician. And this friend of mine, he used his tenant services, the tenant services as an electrician, he used him for a few jobs. He's going to be able to charge £3,000-£4,000 for the job. But also, the tenant owes rent of 3 months, which is about £3,000. Okay. Now, it comes to the end of the job of the tenant. He's finished the job, it's taken him a month. And now, this friend of mine, he says, look, on one hand, he wants to pay the tenant £3,000. On the other hand, the tenant owes him £3,000 rent. So he wants to know, can he just tell the tenant and say, look, a good service, I appreciate your work, you've done a very good job. On the other hand, you've been living in my property 3 months, you're 3 months late. The question is, does he have to pay the £3,000 and then afterwards receive and start haggling with a 3 months rent? Or can you just turn around and say, listen, this is, let's just, like for like, let's just leave it there and cancel out.
Yes.
The tenant is actually claiming, look, give me my money now, and I'll work out a plan of how to deal with the rent, you know, because they like to squeeze the landlord, you know, I'll pay 500 here, and then, you know, I'll pay 500 there. He wants to feel that he wants to get the money because this is my service. I've worked very hard for you for the firm month. And I'll work out how the rent's going to work. But what would you say to such a shayla? The tenant can claim that he wants the money, or does he have to keep all the money for the rent? What would you say to such a
shayla? It's two different things, no?
See, what the thought is two different things. Yeah, you're the thought. And really, you should know.
Can he pay him and grab it?
Can you pay him and then grab it? Once he's got it, if the tenant's clever enough and he knows that he owes money, then he's going to want to hold on to it very, very strong. Let me share with you a very good shmaka, Bala Turin. If you look in the Pasuk in Pashas Kisaitse, where the Pasuk says, Lo sa shik sochi, don't hold back the money that you are in, that you owe to your worker, and the Pasuk before tells you that you should lend money. So the Bala Turin says, listen to this, he says, it's very close up in the psukim, somech lechi sashe, when you lend money. Loimar to tell us, afilo im hu chayev, even if he is chayev to pay you, al toima akfenu b'choyvi, don't say that my worker, he owes me, don't say that I'm going to hold the choyv back and I'm not going to pay him for his services. Ela pare loy sechore miyat, pay him straight away. And afterwards, take your chayv. So what the Bala Turim is saying over here is that if you owe someone money for his service, pay him, even though he owes you. And what he owes you, you'll have to deal with it another time. That's what the Bala Turim writes. The funny thing is that it's not brought down in any of the poskim. This Bala Turim is a nice smichus akra, why the Pasuk tells you the halacha of giving your worker money, and it tells you the halacha of lending him, so the nice smichus akra to say that you should pay him even though he owes you. Lemaisa is not brought down in the poskim, and therefore the poskim really say that a person can withdraw the money, not withdraw, withhold the money. He can say, the money that I owe you is really for the choyev that you have. Now, let me just one thing that's interesting is that the day that he finished, I think it was about Friday, on Friday he finished for the shayla, Friday he finished the service, and that's when he was expecting a £3,000. So, in a way, if he doesn't pay up, is there going to be an issa of not paying a worker on time? Or he's going to lose the mitzvah of biyomitis and schore? So is that, can we, how would we deal with that?
But
the person, so it's the same thing. You're paying your worker with the chayv. The way you're paying your worker is by being mevatel and being meichel the chayv. That would be the way forward to explain why there wouldn't be a problem of the yemitis and schorei, besides for the fact that the way an electrician usually charges money, they don't expect payment that day that they finish work. They send you an invoice when it's finished, £3,000. That we expect payments within 7 days, 30 days, yeah, they hope for 30 days, yeah, halavai. And they expect payments, so if the payment is not expected on the day they finish work, then there's no issa b'yemitis and schorei and no sashik, that's tamazoi halacha. But regardless, the halacha the ma'aseh is that the poskim want to say that the landlord can say that I'm keeping the money that I owe you for my rent. That's what the poskim want to say when it gets to the shaila. Next shaila, just very briefly, on Friday afternoon, this was about 2 o'clock, someone was driving past a Yiddish cemetery, and the halacha is in Shulchan Aruch states that when a person sees a Yiddish cemetery, there's a Loshen HaPoyim, he makes a bracha. Sometimes you'll see in the entrance of a Beis HaChaim, you'll see the Nusach HaBrocha. So he called me up, he wanted to know, is this Brocha said Erev Shabbos
Kiddush?
He's driving past, and that's another Shaila. If a person is driving past and he doesn't intend to go inside the Beis HaKvaros, there's a big, huge machlokas whether the Brocha is said only if you enter, or even if you pass through. And you should know, Roiv Gedoyle HaPoiskim say, the Loshon HaGemara is Haroye Kivrei Yisrael. Someone who sees Kivrei Yisrael. And the Batel HaChochma's got a tshuva to say that even if a person's on an aeroplane, perhaps he should be able to make a bracha on the sea, perhaps he should make a bracha on the Kivrei Yisrael, all these things, because the Loshon HaGemara is Haroye. It's funny, he's sitting in the aeroplane, and you get your mayor brachas in, because he can see all these things. At least if a person is driving very close by, the poskim wants to say you can make the bracha shiyot tzatzkomadim. His shayla was on Erev Shabbos, is there any din efshar not? And my says the poskim, sorry, after chatzos, because al pi kabbalah some wanted to say that maybe the neshamos are not there. The ma'aseh, for sure, the poskim say you can even say the bracha on Shabbos. On Shabbos kodesh, if a person, I was fast 1 year, and I remember you can see, sorry. So it's not so posh. But firstly, even if a person doesn't go inside it, but he passes by at Kivrei Yisrael, he would be able to make this bracha on Shabbos. Maria Sad has got tshuva. You still would make that bracha. That's the Maria Sad's point. Maria Sad's point is that on Erev Shabbos, yes, the Ramah does say you don't say Tzidik Adin. Tzidik Adin is a nusach. Say that Hashem, we are matzdik Hashem for doing the din. But however, when it comes to making the bracha shiyotza eschem adin, is not a tzidik adin type of thing that Hashem it's not a loshon of tzidik adin, it's just a birchas hashvach, and therefore that can even be said on Shabbos. There's no shayla about that. That's okay. Next shayla, someone had a baby a few hours before Shabbos, and they realized after Shabbos, or Friday night, they realized, it's their first baby, that they did not send lecht. They didn't light neiros in the hospital. They had the baby maybe an hour before Shabbos, better of that all time, an hour or two before Shabbos. They didn't light any candles. Usually you try and arrange, you light candles downstairs, or you take a torch, you arrange something, or at least you switch off the light of your bedroom, right, and switch it on again. That could be the way forward, at least without bracha, all these thoughts, at least you reclaim something after plag that you did something. But if a person didn't do anything, and she literally missed out had lockers near that week. We know that there's a Ramah. The Ramah tells us, that from then on, you've got to add another candle every single week. If you always light two candles, the Ramah says you add another candle. If you always light five, then you light six. Right? So that's what the Ramah writes in Reish Samach Gimel Sifalov, that it's a knas, that we want to make sure that she's very careful about this halacha. So the Ramah says that Isha Shashotcha Pan Achas Lahadik Madlekes Kol Yomeho Kimon Neiris. She has to light three. Look at this Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, listen to this, that this Knas is not universal Knas. There are exceptions, right? Because an Isha that is a, if a person is Nensa, if there was an Oinus, Kegoy Shahoyisa Bebeisa Asurim, she was in prison. Einot Tzricha Lahoyisa. then we're not going to expect her to light, she, to light another candle every week. Look, such an onus, she wasn't able to do it, yeah, in prison, so obviously we're not going to expect her to now light an additional light the next week. Okay, so there's an indication, right, in the case where the husband also didn't. But there's an indication from the Mishabrua that only azar, crazy onus, where a person was literally had his hand tied behind his back. However, a regular onus where, but Etzem in theory, they could have done it, they just didn't have the right frame of mind, perhaps that wouldn't be part of the het of onus. But the Poskim say, with this Chumrah, we have to go easy. The Chumrah is not brought in Gemara. The Shevet HaLevi writes in Kovis Mives Levi, with this Chumrah, we have to be more lenient. A Shaila came up to the Shevet HaLevi of Shmuel Vosna, that a lady came to Shmuel Vosna and said that the, funnily enough, I didn't light Neiris Friday night. Do you know why? Because the clock stopped. The battery was our battery. Probably got a rubbish battery. It didn't last long. And the battery stopped. I always knew that Shkia is going to be 5:05. I look at the clock. It's Shavita 10 to 5. Shavita 10 to 5. I think I've got all the time in the world. And then before I know it, Achab, it's after Shkia. Now, like a good woman, she doesn't light after Shkia. Because you don't light after Shkia, don't do any milk after Shkia. But the Maisa, she didn't light. The Shevet HaLevi says that's also considered the onus. And Kahena, there was a person the first week of lockdown, the first week of the first lockdown, 23rd of March. The first Friday night, there was someone in Stock, there was a big Bahola in his house. It was a very confusing time. The lockdown was on Thursday. What day was it? Was it the 23rd of March? Was it? No, it was a Monday already. Yes. Still, there was still a Bahola going on. And the first Friday night, there was a big Bahola, and the Maisa, they missed Shkia. And they were told that you don't need to add another light. Because of the first week fresh Bahola, people were hearing numbers, we didn't know what was going on. Azar, it was so much going on. And by mistake, the lady forgot to light Neiris because she forgot this. Usually the husband goes to Daven, and so she knows her bearings, she chaps where she was. But that week was the first week that the husband wasn't going anywhere. Everything was carrying as normal, he was pottering around the house, and she was pottering, everyone's pottering around the house doing nothing. Right? You know what it was like. And it was a shtick of crazy. So there was a greater mockum to say that she does not need to light the next week. This is also a gather of onus.
When do you have to light?
Now, okay, when do you have to light? When it's not onus, when it's nothing extraordinary. These cases are extraordinary cases, you know, the clock slips out. You know, normally, you know what's going on and you work it out. And so if you tackle forgot, then you have to light another time. But where it comes to literally cases which are not the norm, that would be a case that's okay. Now, there is another Maisa Shahoy, if I may say, all this happened, all these shaylas happened literally in one day, from Friday. I'll share with you another shayla. There was a shul in town that one of the windows in the shul smashed. Oh, so, okay, right. There you go. So one of the windows smashed. And the shayla was, the problem was that most of the window came out, but it was left with a few pieces of glass within the frame, which people were scared that maybe it will fall out from the frame and it will cause hezek, it will damage people, or injure people. So someone was very scared and he wanted to know, can he give it another yank, another shake, so that the remaining glass, which is in the frame, should also fall on the floor, and he'll be able to clear it up, make sure there's no sakana, make sure there's no injury. And this shayla is a very chomradiga shayla, because if you think about it, what a person is doing when he takes the remaining glass around the frame is really he's demolishing a house. Now, we don't think about it, demolishing houses when the guy comes with a tractor and he get rid of a whole machzan. Then we understand that's called demolishing a house. But in halacha, demolishing even a window, that could be a shayla of soysa. And not only that, it's a shayla of a deraisa because it's demolishing almanas livnois. Because the intention of someone, hopefully, is to replace the window. And how do you replace the window? Sometimes you're going to have to get rid of the glass. If that's typical, then it's so it's almanas livnois. And this could be a shayla of a deraisa. Now, we can downgrade it to a derabono because he did it with it could be done with a shinoi if, let's say, you move it, let's say, you yank it out by pulling the string. And that's not a regular way of doing soysa. That could be a way forward to make it a derabbanan. So you haven't done a demolishing in a normal way. Normally you'll just take out the frame nicely and replace it. But here you're doing it a funny way. That's a shinui, so you can downgrade it to a drabon. But still, to do a drabon will still be a problem on Shabbos. The Mai said the only way forward for such a shaila is to get a goy. And a goy can no problem do that on Shabbos, because you're telling a goy to do a malach of drabonon, which is a shinui, to do this malach with a shinui, and there's other drabonon, so really it's a malach of shinui, it's lukufa, and all that. So this shaila is actually quite a severe shaila, although it looks like what you're doing, you're just pulling a bit of glass out of a window. But really, that is literally soisa, because any part which is mechuba to a house, it's part of the house. So even if it's a minute amount that you're just pulling out, you know, most opinions hold. If let's say that shelf down there, yeah, let's say it fell off, right? And you want to put it back onto the four metal small little things that come out either end, that, according to most posting, will be on a shaila of a deiraisa. If it's mechuba to the cat, you can see it's mechuba to the top of that shelf. You can see it's mechuba, it's attached to the wall. And therefore, there was actually a Maisa Shavayu in Gates of Koilel, that there was someone in Koilel, someone dabbling there in Koilel, and he was holding one of the shelves to go inside, and he wanted to be a gentleman and put it back into the slot where it belongs. This was Shabbos afternoon, many, many years ago, before my time, and apparently Rabbi Falk said, a boina, there's a shaila boina, because when you put it inside, any small addition to something which is existing, which is part of a building, which is at least meshubat, it's fixed. Thank you. It's fixed onto the walls. That would be a shaila of boina midaraisa. That's already more common than shaila. Okay. Now, finally, if you don't mind, another shaila. Shabbos afternoon, there was a person who wakes up 6 minutes before shkia. He's ready to wash his hands to wash the for su'ud shlishis. We know that su'ud shlishis, what's the makor in the Torah to have su'ud shlishis, to have 3 minutes on Shabbos? It happens to be this week's parasha, Vayemim Moshe Echlu Hayom Ki Shabbos Hayom Hashem. The 3 times it says in that posuk Hayom, to indicate that 3 times in that day on Shabbos you have to have a meal. Su'ud shlishis, he's ready to wash his hands, but his wife is enjoying a well-deserved, rewarding sleep. And there's a very nice sound in the room, a very geshmaka tone of her sleeping. And the question is, Oyim Echoyev, again, obviously, if she's holding by there, and she would be happy to, she would want to do what the halacha says. Are you mechuyev? Is she mechuyev to be woken up to be mekayim the mitzvah of su'ud shlishis? We know that the Shulchan Aruch says in some Reish Sadi Aleph, I was waiting, someone might say a lady not. My Shulchan Aruch says in some Reish Sadi Aleph, in Sivah, maybe there's a new edition, but at the moment they haven't yet come out the new edition. Noshim is actually 4 words. We're going to start learning things inside. I'm going to learn the sif inside, yeah? Noshim, chayobos, besuda, shlishis. And before the Shulchan Aruch, Reish Sadi Aleph Sivah, no Mishnah Berurah. Nah, you don't see much. No, it's choylok, very clear. It's a klorazach. So the shalas, do you have to wake up?
So, you want to tell me that in winter, all the notion, in winter, all the notion.
I don't want to say anything. I just want to record what Shulchan Aruch says. Shulchan Aruch states that there's a noshim on chayobos to have besuda, shlishis. And, sorry? Oh, very good, schmuck a point. He's saying that Efshas Oinus, and actually the Shulchan Aruch in one place, in Hilchos Krishma, says that there's only one time you have to wake someone up to do a mitzvah, and that is if you're shluffing through Sofsman Krishma. If Sofsman Krishma is 10:04, and the end of shluffing, Shulchan Aruch says, Mitzahar no Yisrael, you give him a shake, till he says Shema Yisrael. Yeah? You give him till he says Shema Yisrael, literally. So the first posse you have to wake him up. So the person will say, from there's mashma, the other mitzvahs, you don't need to. Oh, but it's a tals. Because even by su'ud shlishis you'll have to, because at the time that she went to sleep, she was mechuyeves to have su'ud shlishis. What time did she go to bed? 2 o'clock? 2:30? Right? At a time when she's mechuyeves. The person who goes to bed early in the night before was one thing. But if she goes to sleep at a time that she's mechuyeves, the poskim want to write from Mr. Gross, all the poskim say that if she's holding by there, then it's correct to wake up if she's holding by there, and it's correct thing to do to be woken up for some shlishis. Only by Krishna is a special thing.